India's government is working to end an 8-day protest fast by a popular activist and called for all the parties in parliament to debate his demands for stringent anti-corruption legislation. Anna Hazare's hunger strike has drawn tens of thousands of supporters to his protest in the heart of the capital and inspired smaller rallies across India. The spokesman for the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India, Father Babu Joseph, told Charles Collins the hunger strike is drawing attention to the problem of corruption in the country, but the methods of the protesters are causing some concern.
The current agitation has been going on for over a week now, led by Anna Hazare and some of his supporters. They are demanding for a stronger legislation against the corruption in the government and government departments. They had resorted to agitation a couple of months back on the same issue, and the government had come up with a legislation. And they had introduced a legislation in the parliament, and later on it was referred to the standing committee of the parliamentarians. Now, the demand of Anna Hazare and his group of followers are that this legislation introduced by the government is not strong enough to tackle the ever-present problem of corruption in India. They're asking for a stronger version of the what they call Lokpal Bill, meant to fight corruption. There has been a wide-ranging support to the demand of Anna Hazare to have a stronger version of this legislation. Having said that, there are also problems regarding this particular method they have resorted to in order to force the government to have this particular version. One of the problems associated with this particular legislation is this. They're trying to impose their version of the bill on the parliament, bypassing the procedure laid down in the parliamentary system. And that is one of the serious reasons because of which some have voiced a concern over the precedents they are going to create in the legislative history of India. So that is a matter of concern. But the church in India and the large sections of Indian society certainly support the cause for which he has been agitating, namely to, if not to eliminate altogether, at least to minimize the level of corruption in the government departments.
Corruption has often been a problem in the government in India, both the federal and especially at the state level. Do you get a sense that there is a tipping point happening, or are people finally getting fed up enough with it that change will come?
I think this general mood reflects that. People want a change because for long they have been putting up with this corrupt officialdom of the country. There's been, you know, very bloated bureaucracy in the country, and to get things moving in that enlarged system of bureaucracy in the country is a really, really a hard task. And I think the biggest sufferers of this bureaucratic system in India is the poor people who have no links or connections with the powers that be. Given that particular situation, I think people have begun to realize the time to bring about a change. The whole attitude towards governing people, the whole structural approach to governance in the country. Therefore, I think people are voicing their serious concern against what is happening in the country. And what is worse is the corruption even at the lower level. You know, the ordinary clerk in the office or the policeman in the street also take bribe for even doing something that is the legitimate right of a citizen. So that, I think, has a very damning spirit, on the morale of ordinary citizens of India. But therefore, there is a very, very strong, concerted effort to bring about a change. I suppose this is the beginning of a change that is going to happen in the country.
Has there been some progress made against corruption in the last few years?
I think, to be fair to the reality of India, the government has been putting in place several legislations to fight the menace of corruption. We have several legislations already in place, like the anti-money laundering legislation. We have Central Vigilance Commission that inquires into complaints against the government servants and bureaucrats. and there are also income tax laws. There is also the enforcement directorate. Several agencies that are supposed to be, controlling this corruption in financial sector, industrial sector, or even social sector. But the problem really is that these legislations are not effectively implemented. These laws are not effectively implemented. Consequently, you still have this problem of corruption in many of the government departments, even the private enterprises. It is not only limited to the government alone, but even to the private sector. You have this, unholy nexus of bureaucrats, business people, and other segments of society. So I think it's a long drawn-out struggle in this country to fight corruption, because it is not only to do with the legislative matters, it's also the mindset for the people, the social values that are, prevalent in the country. So unless there are a multi-pronged approach to tackle the corruption, I don't think it is going to be an easy task. You need to have legislation, you need to have very strong and earnest implementation of laws in the country. There was mass awareness against the corruption. I think combining all these things, perhaps, it can make a change in the country.